AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President Kamala Harris saw her favorability rating increase in the last week in an ABC News Ipsos poll, while former President Donald Trump's dipped by 4% in that same poll. But New Hampshire's Republican Governor Chris Sununu tells ABC's This Week, wait until after Labor Day to look at polls.
You're going to get back to numbers you saw about a month before the original debate, which is essentially a neck-and-neck race, or at least within the margin of error, probably Trump up by a little bit nationally, some of the swing states all in play, and it's going to come back to issues.
One major issue, the Middle East, and fears of a larger war that could draw in Iran after the Hezbollah strike that killed 12 children and teenagers in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. French officials say high-speed rail service will be fully restored Monday after Friday's arson attacks. At the Olympics, the U.S., its best-ever finish in mountain biking. Haley Batten of Utah won silver. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Vice President Kamala Harris put the spotlight on student loan forgiveness at the recent American Federation of Teachers conference. Here's Danielle Smith.
The Biden administration has canceled over $62 billion in federal student debt for more than 871,000 public service workers nationwide, including teachers. Presidential candidate Kamala Harris spoke at the conference. She told them the administration sees a future with affordable health care, affordable child care, and paid leave for all.
We see a future where every student has the support and the resources they need to thrive, and a future where no teacher has to struggle with the burden of student loan debt. So as an example, our administration has forgiven student loan debt for nearly 5 million Americans.
She pointed out that the federal student debt relief plans, including the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, face potential threats due to legal challenges and some resistance from Republicans in Congress. A Pennsylvania recipient of student loan forgiveness introduced Vice President Harris. Brittany Schaub is a special education teacher in the Pittsburgh Public Schools. Schaub said she heard about the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, or PSLF, but most people who applied for it didn't receive it during the last administration.
The Biden-Harris administration fixed PSLF and made the process easy. So I applied and later had my student loans forgiven. And now I help my fellow teachers get the debt forgiveness they deserve.
The AFT conference wrapped up Thursday in Houston. I'm Danielle Smith. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers giving up 5 runs in the 7th. They lost 7-3 to the Marlins last night. Trying to avoid the sweep today. A recap of today's game coming up tonight. Pat Murphy asks, does he get concerned when players like Bryce Turang or Sal Frelick both go 0-for-4 at the plate?
Concerned? Yeah, I'm concerned. But this is what young people go through. I heard some people booing Sal Frelick during their strikeout there in the 8th. And I was like, are you kidding me? These kids have been battling their guts out.
The Brewers added reliever Rick Mears in a trade with the Rockies after having to place Bryson Hudson on IL with an oblique strain. Ryan Braun, honored today, added to the team Wall of Fame. At the Olympics, men's basketball team Greece losing to Canada 86-79 despite Giannis scoring 34 points. NFL, Jordan Love says it was a long wait, but he's grateful for the deal he signed with the Packers.
Past couple of days, trying to be patient. My agents FaceTimed me, and it was definitely a very special day.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Sunday. There will be rain chances across the area, even some thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Highs warming to near 80 degrees, south winds of 5 to 10. A few storms tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy. Lows near 70. It's 75 at our studios.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America N.A.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot to take a look at the weather for the week ahead. Then Rob Domofsky of ESPN joins us to tell us all about Packer Camp. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. From the norm, just a little, 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 just a little. AM 1400 WRJN.
Music of the stars. All across Wisconsin from WRJN and the Civic Media Radio Network. Reminding you that it doesn't mean a thing if it doesn't have that certain je ne sais quoi, that joie de vivre, that fromage blanc et pêche. Keely Smith. Look it up. Morning.
Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing. Light it off. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now you're singing with the swing. Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing. Let it off. Oh, now you're singing with a swing. When that music goes around, everybody goes to town. But here's something you should know. Whoa, baby, whoa, whoa, whoa. Swing, 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 swing. Everybody start to swing. Let it off. Whoa, now you're singing with a swing. Something you should know.
it's not a dream that ended with the dawn. It's one fate intended to live on and on. This isn't sometimes, this is always. This isn't maybe, this is always. This is love, the real beginning of forever. This isn't just midsummer's madness, a passing glance, a moment's gladness. Yes, it's love. I knew it.
Phillips in the orchestra. You can see his work in Babe, a motion picture about the story of Babe Ruth. And that's always.
Ah, blow that thing. Things you plan need a helping hand. I will understand always, always. Days may not be firm, always. That's when I'll be there, always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always.
Stir it up, little dog.
purchased an hour, not purchased a day, not purchased a year, but always.
Homer and Jethro. Jethro Burns out of Evanston.
It's the top of the season.
Tune written by Irving Berlin.
In this time,
the year was 1925. He wrote it as a wedding gift for his bride.
With pleasured hands to take you in this time to promise.
Married her in 1926.
Everyone,
Ellen McKay.
The time of the season for love.
And he gave her all the royalties.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me?
It was actually a sequel to Irving Berlin's earlier song, When I Lost You, which he had written and pertained to the death of his first wife, Dorothy.
Tell you why I really want to know.
Finally, it got into the public domain just 3 years ago. The Stars from WRJN all over Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide at civicmedia.us. This is Julie London, Mrs. Jack Webb.
You made me laugh.
love you. I didn't wanna do it. I didn't wanna do it. You made me want you. And all the time you knew it. Well, you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me feel so glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so bad. You made me sigh for. I didn't want to tell you. I couldn't tell you. I want some love. That's true. Yes, I do. You know I do. Gimme what I cry for. You got the kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you.
Then and Pete King in the orchestra with Julie. Some people can sing, some people shouldn't. Like Orson Welles.
Made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
Gee, Lana, I never get tired of looking at your picture. All the other guys got 15 or 20 pictures, all different girls. I used to have pictures of all the different movie stars until I found your picture. Now I'm ready to settle down. I guess I've always been crazy about you. I'll never forget you in Honky Tonk, where you were married to Clark Gable, and he was always leaving you to play poker. And you cried because you didn't think he was ever coming back. I wasn't so sure he was either. Gosh, how you cried. But at the end of the picture, he did come back, and then I cried. You won't remember this, Lana, but I met you once face to face. Honest Injun, I did. I was standing outside the canteen. You came rushing out the stage door and bumped into me, right smack into me. You didn't hurt me, though. You thought you did. You looked right at me and said, "I'm sorry," and patted me on the cheek. That was a year and a half ago, and I still haven't washed that spot. Then one day I saw your picture on a billboard advertising Swoon Queen Bubble Soap. Well, what's good enough for you is good enough for me, Lana. I borrowed a soup vat from the kitchen and took a bubble bath. Gosh, it was frothy. And just like you said in the ad, Lana, those bubbles sure last, because ever since that day we've been getting soup with a head on it. I don't have to tell you.
Orson Welles, Judy Garland, from MGM.
Dear Mr. Gable, I am writing this to you, and I hope that you will read it so you'll know. My heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you. And all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, sir, you made me feel so sad. You made me sigh, 'cause I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to tell you. I think you're grand. That's true. Yes, I do. Deed, I do. You know I do. I must tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me love you. Oh, gee, Mr. Gable, I don't want to bother you. Guess you've got a lot of girls to tell you the same thing. And if you don't want to read this, well, you don't have to. But I just had to tell you about the time I saw you, and it happened one night. That was the first time I ever saw you. And I knew right then you were the nicest fella in the movies. I guess it was because you acted so, well, so natural-like. Oh, not like a real actor at all, but just like any fella you meet at school or at a party. And then one time I saw you in a picture with Joan Crawford. And I had to cry a little, because you loved her so much, and you couldn't have her. Well, not till the end of the picture, anyway. And then one time I saw you in person. You were going to the Coconut Grove one night, and I was standing there when you got out of your car, and you almost knocked me down. Oh, but it wasn't your fault. No, I was in the way. But you looked at me, and you smiled. Yeah, you smiled right at me as if you meant it. And I cried all the way home just because you smiled at me for being in your way. Oh, I'll never forget it, Mr. Gable. Honest Injun, you're my favorite actor. I don't care what happens, let the whole world stop. As far as I'm concerned, you'll always be the top, 'cause you know you made me love you.
There's Judy, true story about that song. Gable didn't know she was going to do that, and when he first saw it on the screen, the guy broke into tears. True story. Maybe you got some stuff up in the attic that you go back and visit on occasion. That's a good thing, I think. Don't throw it away. Trust me.
Time for memories returning. A time for longing and yearning. Shades of blue crowding through as I sit here.
Yes. yesterday.
The music of the stars, the Civic Media Radio Network, all over Wisconsin from Racine and WRJN, Radio Park. Tony Bennett.
I knew a boy, a little boy, a long, long time ago. His eyes were bright, his step was light, his heart was all aglow. And though his world was young and gay, a magic carousel, and all the happy games he'd play, I still recall so well. There came a time we said goodbye. We've been apart since then, and no one knows as well as I. He won't be back again. And though I search around the world until eternity, I'll never find that little boy, that boy.
Stars. George Duning wrote this. prolific composer. It's George Duning wrote From Here to Eternity also.
A time for memories returning, a time for longing and yearning, shades of blue crowding through as I sit here.
And George Duning seems to be forgotten by a lot of people. Worked for Columbia Pictures. He did From Here to Eternity, 310 to Yuma. Did comedies, Houseboat with Cary Grant, Ensign Pulver, Jimmy Cagney. He was a director of the K. Kaiser College of Musical Knowledge. Served in the Navy during the war. Columbia liked him so much, they contracted him as an arranger. He got 5 Oscar nominations. Including From Here to Eternity, The Music of the Stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network from WRJN Racine at Radio Park. Farming, a big thing here. in Racine County. Sure, it's a metropolitan area, but we have farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe right here, Pam Yonke. The Midwest Farm Report every weekday morning from 5 until 6 in the morning, along with reports, well, all day long. And Don Rosen's on from 6 till 9 now. Keep up to date on all things agricultural. Part of our local news. And now Timeless Hits, WRJN, Racine.
You vowed your love from here to eternity. So true, it never would die. You gave your lips, gave them so willingly. How could I know your kiss meant goodbye?
Thank you.
George Liberace's birthday. On the 31st, George was born in Menasha, Wisconsin. And he was a sideman with Kay Kaiser, Anson Weeks, and his own band. Here he is with a hit record. Liberace, born 1911, and his birthday on the 31st. Big hit, Peanut Vendor. Worked with his brother. Was in Racine at the old Hotel Racine. Back in 74, on stage, worked at the Beverly Hilton. Good violinist. Thank you.
George. That's my brother, George. Come over here, George. Take this candelabra over to Mother. I did that because I want my program to go over with a bang.
You know Liberace was on Batman? Henry Mancini.
When we played our charade, we were like children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we played. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on next to closing, best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade. Fate seemed to pull the strings. I turned and you were gone. Best on the bill, Charade.
Stand by for news. The Civic Media Radio Network will be on till high noon. And podcasts, join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars. This is WRJN from Racine, all over Wisconsin, via the Civic Media Radio Network. Right after news and weather, another hour, The Music of the Stars.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.